Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Cash. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Sharon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sergio Robles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into left field. Cash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Cash picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cash. Robinson moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Baker now playing second base. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 1 in the game. Knox hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles hits a fly ball into left field. Cash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 0 for 1 in the game. Robles takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bumbry hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0 for 2 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coggins. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Fuller throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Sharon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cash scores. Cash scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Coggins moves to second. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-3 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Freehan moves to third. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Knox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-2 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sharon. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robles hits a fly ball into left field. Cash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Sharon moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-4 in the game. Knox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knox moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Boog Powell pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.